The Rise Up Festival is going to be honoring a couple of civil rights leaders who changed the world. The Shades of Africa Festival is all a part of that. It's all taking place at UMD, or rather took place at UMD just last week, honoring, again, Martin Luther King Jr., celebrating the tragic anniversary of his death 50 years ago, and also the centenary of Nelson Mandela. Carl Crawford joins us on the phone this morning to talk a little bit about the celebration, which featured all kinds of fascinating folks making presentations. Janet Kennedy made a presentation. Jordan Moses has been on our show a number of times, and he also made a presentation. Carl joins us this morning on the phone to fill us in a little bit. Hey, Carl, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I'm wondering, with so much that's going on right now in the African-American community, so many concerns, either things that people are celebrating as triumphs and other things that are really being mourned as tragedies, so much on your plates right now. How were you able to try to narrow down an idea to speak about at this concert? It seems like there would be so many different topics to tackle that a person could almost just be paralyzed trying to decide which one should I talk about.
Yes, there's no doubt we are living in difficult times, but the message that Mandela and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. left the world are always about hope and peace and promise for a better future. And I think it's impossible to talk human rights and not mention those two men's names as we move forward. And I think, you know, right now in this country, we really need that message and it needs to be reinforced.
I'm curious. I suppose a lot of people spend a lot of time trying to figure out what Dr. King would feel or think about current events. And I would imagine that people have been trying to tap into his wisdom for the 50 years that he's been gone and trying to, how would he move forward in using him as a good pattern? Do you have a sense in your own mind of what Dr. King would make of these challenging times?
Oh, my, that's a really tough question, because I was 4 years old when Dr. King was assassinated. But I would think, just through the movement and following his history, he would encourage us to stand up in whatever capacity we can. I remember his great quote that talked much about, if you're going to be a street sweeper, be the best street sweeper. And there's opportunity for all of us to be the best of us that we can and stand up when we see injustices everywhere.
One of the things that, well, and I wasn't much better because I was 7 when he died, but one of the things that is, I think, extraordinarily difficult to do, and yet it seems that Dr. King was able to do, was to make the idea of nonviolence appealing to people. There is a part in maybe not our best selves, in all of us, that sees violence, that sees needing to answer an insult or an injury with violence or revenge. And Dr. King's message of nonviolence can really be a hard sell. How do you think that message would be received now? Do you think people would hear it, or are they at a place where they're thinking, it's not quite enough?
I think they would definitely hear it. And I think one of the amazing things is how media played a role in the civil rights movement, as well as our young people. So imagine trying to teach a young person in the midst of all this violence to use a tactic where, in some cases, your body may be a shield and you may be faced with harm. So the important message, I believe, of what it means to also protect yourself, but to be peaceful and nonviolent and still stand in the face of adversity. And this is still a message that we're still seeing today. There's been many movements. You take the march just recently for the high school students and the kids about guns in schools, an amazing turnout and incredibly nonviolent. But still, the message was heard.
Boy, was it ever. And I think in those numbers, too, I have a sense from my perspective as a middle-class white person that there seem to be a lot more allies than perhaps in the past. Do you have that sense also, or is that one of those things that, I'm maybe not the best person to judge?
Well, I can say we have a lot of allies here in Duluth, Minnesota. We're working hard as a city to rid the city of hate. I think those amazing people that stood up, you know, even in more tumultuous times down south in the 60s when the fight against Jim Crow was prevalent. I mean, the videos I see are not just of people of color. There's a myriad of people that are standing up, that are riding the buses, that are marching. And that needs to continue. That other side of the history needs to be told, that there are many folks that stood up against Jim Crow and to change our nation and our communities. And that still can happen today.
Carl, when you have the opportunity to get a group of people of color together, including, of course, young people, and reach them with a message, what do you want them to know?
Oh, it's okay to be the beautiful you that you are. There's a reason you were created and that you are unique. And the first of all, fall in love with that person. When you're able to change the inside, the outside becomes that much easier to change. And we have to create spaces where folks can release that pain in a safe, loving community. And that needs to happen because there is a lot of pain out there. I don't want to not put a point on that, but we have to create those safe spaces. You know, I love the safe school zone places when kids are feeling uncomfortable. We have to do the same thing for kids of color to be able to just have a place and have a loving community to go.
And when you have the opportunity to perhaps in that same context or maybe in a different context, but you have the opportunity to talk to white folks, what do you want to tell them? What is the cry in your heart that you want them to know?
Well, two things. Number one, that our kids want the same thing that your kids want. Everybody wants that loving experience, that opportunity to be their best. And the most other thing is to use your sphere of influence to have these conversations, to feel uncomfortable and create space for those difficult conversations. You know, for all of us, we've been in places where something's been said or done, and there's an opportunity. And the problem is those opportunities have an expiration date. If we don't jump on it right now, we lose the moment. So to be courageous and have those difficult conversations when they appear.
Carl, thank you so very much for joining us. It's always a great treat to have you on the program, and it's good to talk to you again. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Carl Crawford joined us this morning. He's the vice president of the NAACP of the Duluth branch, and he's the human rights officer for the city of Duluth. Last weekend, the Shades of Africa Festival honored a couple of civil rights leaders who changed the world, Martin Luther King Jr. and Nelson Mandela.